It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Timing is everything, or so they say. Congress is out for a two-week recess. Passover begins Wednesday night, Friday is Good Friday, and Easter is this Sunday. So you'd think it'd be a slow news week, right? Wrong. In fact, buckle in. Tuesday just might be one of the most newsworthy days we've seen in a long time. First of all, that long-awaited runoff to determine the control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, finally here, as is the runoff in the Chicago mayoral race, all happening Tuesday. As for the rest of the nation, it'll be all eyes trained on New York City, where the former guy himself, former President Donald Trump, is expected to voluntarily surrender and appear in court for his arraignment. This is a first for any current or former president in our relatively short history as a nation. And though we haven't seen the details yet, reports are that the indictment is coming on more than 30 counts, all related to business fraud stemming from an alleged 2016 hush money payment cover-up involving adult film star Stormy Daniels, and another one involving a former Playboy playmate, Karen McDougal. Meanwhile, the charges have not been revealed and likely won't be public until the indictment is unsealed. A number of media outlets asked the New York judge to unseal the indictment before Tuesday, and news organizations are also asking for permission to broadcast the court appearance, but we just have to wait to see if the judge will grant the requests. In the meantime, the former guy has vowed to fight the charges, and he really believes that the circus surrounding it all will further energize his base as he ramps up his 2024 presidential campaign. But honestly, this is just the start of the former guy's troubles. A judge in Delaware ruled on Friday that $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit brought by Dominion Voting Systems against the Fox Not News channel will be decided by a jury trial. The decision rejects the arguments made by both sides, asking the judge to rule a summary judgment in their favor and skip the trial altogether. Yeah, that's not happening. Meanwhile, Dominion is alleging that Fox knowingly aired false claims that its voting machines were rigged during the 2020 election, causing irreparable reputational damage. Fox officials are arguing that the content was newsworthy and protected by the First Amendment, as the claims were being made by the then president and his allies. Analysts say the jury will be asked to decide whether the news channel acted with, quote, actual malice. The trial is expected to start 2 weeks from today, April 17th. Oh, and we're still waiting to hear from Georgia and from special counsel Jack Smith. Stay tuned. Moving on. It appears that the old adage, April showers bring May flowers, may just have been eviscerated by climate change. And I can't find one adage about April tornadoes, as the magnitude of these storms is unprecedented. At least 32 people died and hundreds more were injured during another huge storm system that on Friday and Saturday ravaged nearly two-thirds of the nation from the southern plains to the northeast. At least 88 tornadoes were reported across the Midwest and South on Friday alone, and this coming just a week after 26 people were killed in a similar storm in the South. Storms in Oklahoma started at least 100 fires where dozens of people were injured, and then as it moved east, the storm severely hit parts of Arkansas, Tennessee, Indiana, and Illinois, where a roof collapsed at a concert hall. One man died minutes after management stopped the show. And as far east as Delaware, a man died there as a result of the storm. And if you're in Tennessee, watch out. Officials are warning similar extreme weather conditions are expected tomorrow. Stay safe, everyone. The gas price roller coaster is heading uphill again. Oil prices are surging today after OPEC Plus producers surprised everyone, announcing that they're cutting production. Why? Follow the money. Member countries of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, monitor the market and decide collectively to raise or lower oil production in order to maintain stable prices and supply. Well, on Sunday, Saudi Arabia announced that it would start a, quote, voluntary reduction of its production of crude oil alongside other members, including Russia, Iraq, the UAE, Kuwait, Algeria, and Oman. The collective output cut by the countries totals 1.66 million barrels per day, which analysts say could mean that inflation remains higher for longer. Think there's any planning going on there? Nah. Why would anyone think that? Oh, it's time for our new feature, today's train derailment. This time it was 25 cars of a freight train derailing in western Montana on Sunday. Some of the cars plunged into a nearby river, of course, raising questions about what the train was hauling. Well, in response, authorities said no one was injured and there didn't appear to be any hazardous materials on board.
Wow.
And finally, some people are waking up today asking, where's my blue check? Twitter used to verify accounts of notable people, journalists, artists, whatever, with a blue check mark, just saying that those accounts have been verified. That person is who they say they are. Well, since Elon Musk bought Twitter, he decided to do away with the actual verified badges and let anyone pay for a verified blue check, whether they're verified or not. Well, the purging began yesterday. And one of the first to lose it was the New York Times. Despite the fact that Elon Musk said Twitter will allow its 10,000 most followed organizations to keep those blue check marks, whether they pay or not. Well, he pulled the rug out from under the New York Times after they said they would not pay for the blue check. Businesses will pay $1,000 a month. Good luck with that. And individual users like me who were previously verified, they say all we have to do is pay $8 a month. Lots of other uses I could put $8 a month to, and Twitter ain't one of them. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button. And even if you gave me $8 a month, I still wouldn't give it to Twitter.